Good morning. Continue with Maseches Trumos. We are up to the ninth Mishnah Tes in Parak Gimel, the third Parak. Mishnah writes as follows: A Nachri ba'Kusi, Trumos and Truma. A Nachri, a non-Jew, or a Kusi. A Kusi, we described them at the beginning of Maseches Demai. They were a group of converts. They converted out of fear that they were going to be attacked by lions, and ultimately, we found out after a significant period of time that indeed they were still Evdei Avodah Zarah, and they ultimately nullified their conversions. Now, this Mishnah is not clear at what point in history it's talking about, because it would seem it's talking about the point in time when they were considered to be Jews, and that's why the Mishnah is very puzzling why it couples them together with Nachrim. I don't really have a good answer why it does that, but ultimately the Mishnah says, a Nachri, a non-Jew, and a Kusi, who take off Truma, their Truma is good, it works. Now we have to point out, the first Mishnah we learned in this Pesachta told us that a non-Jew cannot take off Truma for a Jew. So here, we have to clearly differentiate and say that this Mishnah is talking about where the non-Jew takes off Truma from his own produce. In such a case, the Truma has a din of Truma and needs to be treated like Truma. Whereas the first Mishnah in the Pesachta was talking about when he's taking off Truma as a Shaliach, he was working on behalf of the Jew, that does not work. Mishnah continues, Meiser, say a Meiser, if you take off Meiser, the tithings, then the Meiser has a din of Meiser. Vectation, hektish, if they are going to sanctify some, they consecrate some of their personal belongings, it does indeed work. Behuda says, if a non-Jew owns some property in Eretz Yisrael, the first 3 years, we know the halacha is, it has a din of Arla. The fourth year is called Karam Ravai. You have to treat the produce of that year like Meiser Sheni, needs to be taken through Shalayim and eaten there. Or it needs to be redeemed. So the Yehuda says, a non-Jew who owns trees in Eretz Yisrael, his trees do not have follow the halacha of Karam Ravai. This is talking about a vineyard. It does not have the halacha of Karam Ravai. And therefore, the fourth year, the fruits can be eaten however you want. They say, yes, even the non-Jews' vineyards have halacha of Karam Ravai, the fourth year. Well, everything that grows from it needs to follow the halacha of Meiser Sheni. Trumas anochi midamas. If you have truma of a non-Jew that got mixed up with chulin, so we mentioned that needs to have 100 times that to nullify it, to be mevatel it. So if you're not going to have that, then it causes the whole thing to be a dimua, and you're not allowed to eat it. You have to give it to the kayin. V'chiyavon l'vchemish, if somebody does eat it, then he has to pay the standard fine for eating truma, which is an extra fifth. B'shimon Paita, B'shimon disagrees. He says there is no chiyav of a chaymish. Now it seems that this machlekes is only talking about in Surya. The truth is, no, that's the previous halacha of Karam Ravai. But ultimately here, B'shimon disagrees, and he says that there is no chiyav of chaymish for a mixture where the non-Jew's truma was mixed up with chulin, and there wasn't enough to counter it. With this, we complete the third parak of Maseches Trumos. Have a wonderful day.